Tomorrow's World Commentary, March 16th, 2024. As a Nation Have We Crossed the Point of No Return, by J. Davy Crockett III. Article begins. Have major events swept us past a point of no return? The dismal reality of the degradation in the United States and many other Western nations raises valid concerns about their survivability. Systemic cracks in America's foundation, revealed by the combined weight of intractable problems, may bring about its collapse. The system of government and economy in the United States has lasted 248 years, enduring difficult and tumultuous times, and those who founded it recognized the importance of morality in the affairs of men. John Adams wrote, quote, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other," end quote. And George Washington opined that religion and morality are essential pillars of civil society. Oaths of office for government officials are sworn in the name of the God of the Bible. The Ten Commandments, found in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, appear above the entrance to the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. Yet, in practice, the nation has not been faithful to the precepts of the Bible. How is America doing in promoting and maintaining morality? Consider these current societal conditions. Sexual perversions, including homosexuality and transvestitism, with drag queen performances in elementary schools and libraries, are considered civil rights. Abortions have resulted in the deaths of millions of unborn children since 1979. With controversy continuing even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Crime is rampant, with frequent murder, rape, carjacking, looting, fraud, and cybercrime. There is evidence of corrupt government officials at local, state, and national levels. Gambling, including casino patronage, sports betting, lotteries, and online gaming, is rampant. Tens of thousands of deaths occur from the use of illicit drugs. Millions of illegal aliens have entered the country, overwhelming immigration services, the court system, social services, educational systems, and medical and welfare systems. Deficit spending is debasing currency and incurring trillions in national debt. Mainstream religious denominations have embraced behavior prohibited by the Bible. And allegations of racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination disrupt communities, businesses, and government. All the while, Congress and the executive branch of the federal government are at a stalemate, each side denigrating the other, becoming feckless and unable to agree on anything of substance. When a nation allows this level of cultural rot to exist, how long can it stand? Solomon, the wisest king of Israel, said, "There is nothing new under the sun," Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. Human nature has not changed. Evil has existed throughout history. And God has shown that he will deal with those who despise his commandments. The prophet Jeremiah understood this and was inspired to write, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Isaiah described the sinful times in which he lived. "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight, who justify the wicked for a bribe, and take away justice from the righteous man." Isaiah chapter 5, verses 20 and 21 and 23. The ancient kingdoms of Israel and Judah, whom God desired to be a righteous example to a pagan world, persisted in doing evil until they reached the point of no return, and God allowed them to be taken into captivity. The northern 10 tribes of Israel were defeated and taken into captivity by Assyria in 722 BC. The nation of Judah was taken captive and deported by Babylon in 586 BC for the same reasons. The lesson should be obvious for us today. What does God require of us individually? The prophet Micah answered this question millennia ago. "What does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Solomon echoed this instruction when he wrote, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Tomorrow's world produces a telecast, a magazine, and other publications that proclaim a message of repentance and obedience to the way of life described in the Bible, looking forward to the return of Jesus Christ to establish the kingdom of God on the earth. This information can be yours, absolutely free of charge. End of article. Read by William Williams.